Micah chapter 1. Micah was a prophet who lived around the time of Isaiah in about 700 or so BC. This is before the Assyrians attacked Israel, but it was when Israel was living in a lot of sin. There was the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes that were living in rebellion and practicing paganism, and then there was the kingdom of Judah, which had a kingdom over Judah and the Levites. Most of their kings followed the Lord, but some of their kings didn't. Micah lived during the reigns of three different kings of Judah. Jotham was a God-fearing king, and then after him came Ahaz, who was extremely evil, and he allowed the people to practice paganism. And Micah is probably giving this prophecy during Ahaz's time, because the next king was Hezekiah. Micah also lived during the beginning of Hezekiah's reign. Shortly after Hezekiah became king, Israel repented of their sins under King Hezekiah because he also repented and he led the people to follow the Lord. He was one of the best kings of Judah. And I'm sure that's partially because of Micah's example and the prophecies that he spoke during Ahaz's reign. Verse 1. A word of Jehovah that hath been unto Micah the Moreshite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, that he hath seen concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Samaria was the capital of the kingdom of Israel, and that was a pagan capital. Even though the Israelites were there, they were practicing paganism, and that's where their king reigned from. And Jerusalem was the capital of Judah, and that's where the king of Judah reigned. Micah lived during the times of the kings of Judah, who were Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Ahaz reigned after Jotham, and Hezekiah reigned after Ahaz. 2. Hear, O peoples, all of them, attend, O earth, and its fullness, and the Lord Jehovah is against you for a witness, the Lord from his holy temple. Micah says that God is watching Israel, both kingdoms, from his temple in heaven, and he is witnessing all the sins of the Israelites. 3. For lo, Jehovah is going out from his place, and he hath come down, and hath trodden on high places of earth. Micah says that the Lord has even personally come down and looked at us from the mountains to watch us and see all the sins that we're committing. 4. Melted have been the mountains under him, and the valleys do rend themselves, as wax from the presence of fire, as waters cast down by a slope. Micah says that when God stands on the mountain, it melts, just like a waterfall coming down the mountain. When God ascended on Mount Sinai, that entire mountain was aflame at the top. And today, if you go and look at Mount Sinai, it's black, because it all got burnt. Evidently, Micah is saying that's the reason why the tops of our hills are black. God has been there, and he's been watching us sinning. This can also be a metaphorical statement saying that whatever God touches is going to burn because of his holiness. There are many places where God says that he is fire. His holiness is so pure that it's deadly to you and me. Our bodies are very corrupt because we have all sinned. We can't be in his presence without getting spiritually burnt because of his purity. Holiness is purity, and none of us have that. Only God is pure. 5. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what the high places of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Micah is going to tell the people about their own sin. He says, we have been sinning from our own capitals, from our own palaces, our own kings have been sinning. 6. And I have set Samaria for a heap of the field, for plantations of a vineyard, and poured out into a valley her stones, and her foundations I uncover. Micah is prophesying what the Lord has told Micah. These are the words of God, and God is saying that he is going to destroy Samaria, which is the pagan capital of the kingdom of Israel. He's going to expose the foundations of their buildings by breaking all the walls down, and he's going to destroy their vineyards. Their vineyards are just going to become a valley of stones. 7. And all her graven images are beaten down, and all her gifts are burnt with fire, and all her idols I make a desolation. For from the hire of a harlot she gathered, and unto the hire of a harlot they return. The Lord is going to punish the kingdom of Israel because it practices paganism. In paganism, you have temple prostitutes. Instead of going to church and taking communion, you would go to the pagan temple and use a prostitute and pay for that. And their gifts that they give to the Lord, he is not honoring, because they also give the same gifts to fake pagan gods. It's kind of like if your spouse cheats on you and then they bring you home a bouquet of roses. That's what the Israelites were doing to the Lord. They were worshiping false gods and sinning wildly in honor of these false gods. And then they were throwing a bone to the one true God by bringing him an offering. They were treating God like a total idiot. The Lord says that he's going to send the Assyrians to break down all of their idols. Now, we know it's the Assyrians because of the time period. It would be the Assyrians who conquered the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah first, and then after that, the Babylonians would come and conquer them as well. 8. For this I lament and howl. I go spoiled and naked. I make a lamentation like dragons, and a mourning like daughters of an ostrich. Dragons are discussed in the book of Job, and they're mentioned all throughout the Bible. And in world literature, dragons are mentioned as being alive back in ancient times. A dragon is just a big lizard. Some of those so-called dinosaurs were dragons, like the pterodactyl. That's clearly a dragon. And it's funny how scientists don't want to admit that their pterodactyl is a dragon, when any second grader can clearly see the connection. Micah has gone naked. He's probably not stark naked. He just took his outer robe off and walked around in his underwear crying and wailing for his fellow Israelites because they won't repent from their sin. And he says he's also crying like an ostrich. Evidently, dragons and ostriches make a lot of noise when they're upset. The reason he took his clothes off was to show that he was spoiled, meaning that he had been robbed from. So it was a sign to the Israelites that they would also get spoiled. They would be running around naked because the Assyrians are going to take all of their wealth. 9. For mortar are her wounds, for it hath come unto Judah, it hath come to a gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Now Micah is prophesying that not only will the kingdom of Israel fall to the Assyrians, but so will Judah. After the Assyrians conquer the kingdom of Israel, they're going to come for Judah, and they're going to conquer Jerusalem. Jerusalem's wounds will be mortal. The Assyrians will kill people. 10. In Gath tell ye not, in Akko weep not, in Beth Ephrah in dust roll thyself. 11. Pass over for thee, O inhabitant of Shaphir, naked one of shame. Not gone out hath the inhabitant of Zanan. The lamentation of Beth Ezel doth take from you its standing. Now he is naming specific towns that will be conquered by the Assyrians. Gath, Akko, Beth Ephrah, Shaphir, Zanan, and Beth Ezel. These towns are in the territory of Judah, where the kingdom of Judah is. 12. For stayed for good hath the inhabitant of Meroth, for evil hath come down from Jehovah to the gate of Jerusalem. The town name of Akko means sunstruck. When the Assyrians come, the people will be stricken by them, as if they're stricken by the sun. The town of Gath means wine press, and when the Assyrians come, it will be like the wrath of God. The people will be killed just like grapes getting squished in a wine press. The town of Aphra means dust, and when the Assyrians come, they will mourn. When you're mourning, you put dust on your head. Micah has told those people to roll in dust, which means get ready to cry. And the town of Shaphar means handsome, but when the Assyrians come, that town will not be handsome anymore. It will become ugly. The town of Bethel means nearby or adjoining, and when the Assyrians come, Israel's nearby neighbors will not help them. 13. Bind the chariot to a swift beast, O inhabitant of Lachish. The beginning of sin is she, to the daughter of Zion, for in thee have been found the transgressions of Israel. Lachish means captured, and he says, you can try to run on your horse, but you're still going to get captured. 14. Therefore thou givest presents to Moresheth Gath. The houses of Achzib become a lying thing to the kings of Israel. Moresheth means possessed. When the Assyrians come, they will possess that town. They'll take it over. Achzib means liar. The people of Israel have lied to God because they proclaim to love him while they're worshiping false idols at the same time. So these liars are going to be possessed by Syria. 15. Yet the possessor I do bring into thee, O inhabitant of Mareshah, to Adullam come in doth the honor of Israel. Mareshah means a summit or a high point, so it's a mountain, but it also means possessor. The people are going to have to run to the mountains to hide because the Assyrians are going to take possession of their land. And Adullam is the caves in which David hid from King Saul when King Saul was trying to kill David. The caves of Adullam are a hiding place. Micah is telling his people, you're going to have to go hide in the caves just like King David did. You're going to need a hiding place when the Assyrians come. Zanin, which was mentioned in verse 11, means sheep. These people are going to be taken as easily as you can take sheep. Sheep are very mild and submissive. They won't defend themselves. Micah is also telling his people, you won't be able to defend yourselves against the Assyrians. 16. Make bald and shave for thy delightful sons. Enlarge thy baldness as an eagle, for they have removed from thee. The Lord says, shave your heads now because all of your sons are going to die. Make your heads as bald as the eagle. The Assyrians are going to kill your children. This is a warning to the Israelites because of their sin. And that concludes Micah chapter 1.